Hey everyone, just before we start our show, we have something to ask you. In order to continue providing coverage of the U.S. economy and other events throughout the country in this extraordinary year, and to continue keeping up with how workers and other regular folks are doing, we would so appreciate it if you would donate to your local NPR member station at npr.org/indicator. It would go a long way towards continuing to be able to provide the kind of journalism that you expect from us. Thank you so much, and happy holidays.
NPR.
Hey everyone, Stacey and Cardiff here. This is The Indicator from Planet Money, which is a show in which we normally tell the stories behind certain economic indicators.
But every now and again, we come across an indicator that is so surprising, it doesn't need a story so much as it needs an explanation. It is an indicator that makes us understand the world in a slightly different way, just straight up numbers-wise. And that is today's show.
Yeah, this is our choice for maybe the strangest economic indicator we've come across this year. So here it is. We'll just come right out and tell you. The strangest indicator of the year is the growth in average real disposable income. And yikes! That's a mouthful. Stacey, I guess we should probably explain this, I don't know, in English?
Yeah, let's start with English, yeah.
All right, and then we'll proceed to economics. Okay, great. So disposable income is the money that you make from your job or money that you get from the government after you subtract the taxes that you have to pay. So this is income, in other words, that you have available to you, available to actually spend if you want to.
And so far this year, disposable income for the average person in the U.S. has gone up about 6% from last year. And by the way, that is after adjusting for inflation.
And what this means, and this is the real takeaway here, is that disposable income for the average person this year is actually on pace to rise at probably the fastest rate in more than 35 years. The fastest rate since at least 1984.
And you might be thinking, like, wait a minute. How is this possible? I mean, you expect income to go up when the economy is doing well, when there are a lot of jobs, when people are getting raises and their salaries are going up. But this year, the pandemic and the recession it caused, you know, they've been brutal. Millions of people are out of work. The economy isn't even close to fully recovering from this yet.
So how is it possible that average disposable incomes have actually gone up? And not just gone up, but actually shot up at a rate we haven't seen in decades? We're going to answer that question right after a quick break.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from E-Trade. You want to invest your money, but there's one problem. You're not sure where to begin. Luckily, there's E-Trade, who offers more than just trading. E-Trade simplifies investing without the financial jargon and has the people to offer guidance and support to make your money work hard for you. For more information, visit etrade.com/NPR. E-Trade Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Okay, so the question we asked right before the break was, given how horrible the economy has been this year, how is it that average disposable income has shot up by so much? There's a short answer and there's a longer answer.
The short answer is the government. The CARES Act that was passed in March sent trillions of dollars into the economy. And a lot of that money went directly into people's hands in the form of unemployment benefits or stimulus checks. All of that counts as income. And remember, the CARES Act was the largest economic stimulus passed by the government in U.S. history. By a lot.
And here's the longer, more detailed, and probably more interesting answer. Start with this. Very few people have experienced the economy in the same way this year. For example, there are some people who never lost their jobs or took a pay cut, but they still might have gotten a stimulus check of up to $1,200. So their disposable incomes obviously went up.
Other workers did lose their jobs, but only temporarily. They were rehired. And for a lot of those workers, the money from the CARES Act replaced all of their lost income while they were out of work. And in some cases, those people were actually making more while they were unemployed than they would have been had they kept their jobs. So their incomes were a little higher this year.
And of course, there's also just a lot of workers who did not receive any stimulus money from the government, but also did not lose their jobs or their salaries. And since the economy has also made some sectors even more important, like parts of the tech sector or warehousing jobs and jobs for drivers, some of them might have even gotten raises. And so for all of the people in these groups we've just discussed, their incomes are fine, doing well even in some cases, even if obviously it's been a tough year for many other reasons. But of course, there are other folks for whom the CARES Act wasn't quite enough to prevent them from struggling.
For example, there's a rising number of people who are long-term unemployed. These are workers who have been unemployed for more than half a year. There were about 1 million people who were long-term unemployed before the pandemic. Now, there are close to 4 million. And these are the workers who are probably struggling the most.
Yeah, especially since the higher unemployment benefits from the CARES Act ended in July. Plus, we also know that more than 10 million renters, for example, are behind on rent and utilities. There's just a lot of suffering still out there. And a lot of these folks have already spent their stimulus checks. So here's the answer to the question of how average disposable income has shot up even though the economy is objectively bad. There's a lot of folks, like the long-term unemployed and others, who have lost income this year. The CARES Act did keep their incomes from falling even more, but not enough to keep them from falling behind on their bills. But the CARES Act did boost incomes for a huge share of the population, enough that overall, incomes are going up at the fastest rate in decades.
And there is another puzzle to this indicator, which is this. So given that average incomes have gone up by so much, why hasn't the economy recovered back to where it was before the pandemic? You know, people have more disposable income. Why aren't they spending it? The answer is that people have saved a lot more of their income this year. They have not been spending it.
Yeah, and that's partly because there have been fewer opportunities to spend money, with so many restaurants and retail stores and sporting venues closed for business. And partly it's also because that's what a lot of people do when the economy goes bad. They save more money to make sure that they have enough money in case they lose their jobs because they're worried.
And as a consequence, some people have a lot more money stored up for the future, so that if the economy does start bouncing back next year, as people get vaccinated against coronavirus, people might start feeling better about spending money again. And they will have a lot of money to spend, which could be really great for the economy.
So where does that leave us? Well, it really depends on who you are. Until the country gets vaccinated, the overall economy could stay in rough shape. In fact, the pace of the recovery has already started slowing down. But people who have kept their jobs or maybe got their jobs back after briefly losing their jobs, they might just be fine. They're still making money now, and in fact, they might have even made more money than they expected to this year. And once the economy does recover, they'll be in okay shape. They've got more money saved up.
But of course, there are still millions of people who are not in that position. People who lost their jobs, and with the virus surging again throughout the country, the prospects of finding a new job, especially for people who are long-term unemployed, might be getting worse right now. So for them, a lot is now riding on whether Congress will pass another bill that expands unemployment or finds other ways to get money into their hands.
So that's it. The surprisingly fast growth in average real disposable income is our pick for the strangest economic indicator of the year. And the lesson is, of course, that you should not ever just take an indicator at face value. You should dig a little deeper, or at the very least, listen to a podcast that'll do that for you.
Definitely the second one. I highly recommend the second one. I'm just saying.
We can't help ourselves, really.
It doesn't have to be our podcast. It could be any economic indicator podcast.
No, it has to be ours, I think.
I mean, preferably ours.
A shout out of gratitude, by the way, to economist Jason Furman, who first pointed us to the change in real disposable income per person this year. This episode of The Indicator was produced by Jamila Huxtable and fact-checked by Sean Saldana. Our editor is Patty Hirsch, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.
Writer Baratunde Thurston says this democracy experiment requires more than just voting.
This is incumbent on all of us. It takes two, right? It takes two to make a thing go right. It takes two to knock it out of sight. And both parties in a national level discourse, both sides have to still remain committed.
How to be a good citizen. That's on the TED Radio Hour from NPR.